a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, April 23rd, 2023, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and the Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and joining me is the PhD of East Ridge, Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
How you doing, sir?
Hanging in pretty well.
That's good.
I went down and this show's going to be another great show.
I've Absolutely.
Got some good notes, and we've got a wonderful guest coming in that's going to talk about, she's got a vast amount of experience in herbology, counseling, women's groups. Mm-hmm. Michelle's her name. That's going to be second segment. And I may give a little story about Nutrition World on the third one. It's something I thought of for my staff meeting this week. And it's some of the untold stories of how we came to be who we are today.
Oh, very cool.
And it's not like I think that's that interesting, but I think people sometimes like hearing history of what caused and produced an end result.
Well, I had you on my podcast during the break back last year sometime, and you'd been on a number of times on the podcast, and one of our conversations was just that, the story of Nutrition World, how it started, why it started. You know, people don't know a lot of times whether a business is successful or it has failed. There are people that took risk in that. There are people that put themselves out there to make that come true. Again, whether it stuck around and made it like Nutrition World or it failed, that's still, I think, a good indicator of character. I like to see people take a risk like that.
And I think that's one reason that, you know, sports appeals to people, because there's, you know, if you're going to win a Super Bowl, you have to take massive risk,
absolutely,
or any of the sports events like that. I will say I went down and did pre-testing for Erlanger. You know, certainly know that there's a place for traditional medicine. Here I am embracing it fully because I have worn out hips. It just is what it is. Why that is, don't really know. I did run marathons, half marathons, and a lot of 10Ks and 5Ks for a period of 5 years. I do think that running is pretty darn hard on the hips. But my lifting, I've never lifted heavy squats. I've lifted hard lifts, but not heavy.
But, you know, I hate to, I mean, as much as I love the holistic approach to health, genetics is a real thing. I mean, your body is made in a certain way to do certain things for certain periods of time, and leverage and hips and sockets and and genomes, all those are individually, they're unique. And so it's I think there's nothing wrong with admitting hips can wear out differently on different people. They did on mine. I've had an artificial, I've had a hip replacement when I was in my early 40s. So, my mid 40s.
I always classify different, is something due to poor health habits or due to Father Time?
Yeah.
And just the, like you said, maybe the slash genetics with everything else. Wearing out is different than being unhealthy.
That's
Those are different things. And it's not a crime if you're unhealthy, but the solutions today are getting more focused on pharmaceutical intervention rather than true healing, which is frustrating for
me. Well, and I've said it a bunch. Zero people have defeated Father Time and Mother Nature. So you can take all the supplements in the world. You can be the healthiest person on planet Earth. And guess what? Both Father Time and Mother Nature are going to end up winning. And that's okay.
They will. But we can delay the inevitable in most cases.
And have the quality of life,
And it's all about quality. And I've had one heck of a quality almost 66 years, I will have to say.
Yeah.
I've been very gifted. But part of that is by hard work and devotion to the exercise and to the eating and to the supplements. There's no doubt.
Is it tequila?
Well, and tequila is number four. That is one of the four.
That's one of your pillars.
The food groups is tequila.
Absolutely.
Yep.
You've got your fats,
carbs,
you've got
protein,
your carbs, proteins,
and
tequila. Those are the four. Mm-hmm. You track your macros. I like that.
And it has to be high quality. It cannot be the cheap stuff. Everyone who hates tequila is because they drink too much of cheap stuff, and then cheap stuff has toxins in it, and that's why you have formaldehyde formed from it.
Right.
That's why you feel sick because.
Or it's the liquor of demons. The liquor of the devil. Maybe that's it.
No, it's not.
Now, maybe it could be. Maybe that's where it's made at.
The liquor of angels, not the
devil.
Now
this is becoming a little weird. Back to your hips. You got pre-tested. Are you ready to go?
Pre-tested, and I tend to be a little bit of a hypochondriac, so I figured that they're going to find 14 things wrong with my blood.
Uh-huh.
But I called today, and they said, hey, your blood looks great.
Yeah.
So much for my little storytelling.
Were you hoping they'd kick it off a little bit?
No.
And you had to postpone it?
I would go at 2 minutes from now if they called me on the phone and said, get your butt down here.
Would you really? Okay.
Yes.
Good. Okay.
I am so ready because I've done what I love about my life now as I'm older, which was not as I was younger, is I will go through my mental checklist of I want to do certain things before I make a bigger decision,
right,
so I don't have regrets. If I had jumped into this initially, I would have, if something didn't go well, I'd say, why didn't I try this,
yeah,
or try that or try this or try that? Well, you know what? I tried everything and there's nothing wrong with that. And in fact, some of the things I tried has helped me in other ways. It just
right.
didn't help two worn out hips. I have two hips that are like two bald tires on the back of my car. What am I going to do about it? I'm going to get two new tires. That's all I can do.
Good for you.
And recovery time depends on, you know, how extensive, but we're not looking hopefully very long, and I'm going to push it to the limit, but I'm not going to be foolish.
No, don't be foolish.
And I have prepared myself like I will do on a video I'm going to do with how do you prepare for surgery? You know what? You do see your doctor, you follow his advice, but he's not really preparing you to be stronger for the journey.
Mm-hmm.
How do you become stronger? You get your own blood work. And you can do it at different walk-in labs, but Be Well at Nutrition World downstairs offers it Tuesday, Thursday, and the last Friday of the month. And you get panels so that, I did it 2 or 3 weeks ago. I'd done two different panels. Guess what I found out? My vitamin D had dropped by 20 points.
Wow.
So when they do knee replacement, it is a study that when you get your knee replaced, your vitamin D drops by about 25 to 30% within about 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
The body uses vitamin D for healing and so many different things. So if we're going to go on a long trip in your car, you wouldn't start with a half tank of gas. You would fill it up so you would have an extra cushion to ride on. Well, I'm going to build my cushion back up.
Have you started looking at the supplement mix or cocktail of extra stuff after surgery? Or are you just, is your current just daily regimen strong enough?
I'm adding a little more, and I'm doing what the blood work showed also,
mm-hmm,
which I want to build a little bit more iron.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that you will not get unless you pursue it on your own, because this isn't tapped into the system.
Right.
And I am going to go to the Oxygen Health Spa. I've been doing the hyperbaric oxygen, mm-hmm, but when I get the surgery, as soon as I can get there, they have a crane. They're going to pick me up, and they're going to slide me into the chamber. I'm going to do it every single day.
Wow.
Because oxygen under pressure is amazing for healing.
Have you asked, this is me, pushback. Here's pushback. You ready? Mm-hmm. Have you asked your surgeon or doctor about waiting because of the pressure and blood clots and stuff like that? Because I had mine.
Mm-hmm.
I had to wear the pressurized socks and worry about blood clots for about a couple of days, maybe even a week.
Well,
or so.
I'm not going to do it for 1 week.
Okay.
No,
I was
not right
sure.
after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
there is,
yeah,
you want to get past that little window.
Yeah. Got to get past that first week.
Yeah.
And then I will be rock and rolling with the
therapies. Those are going to be great socks. You're going to love those socks. Very stylish.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet.
Knee-high socks that are just pressure, itch all the time. It'll be fantastic.
Well, I love the – I actually am so – Higgins is my physician, and he's on the cutting edge. And one reason I say that, so much of medicine is tied into dogma, and dogma is something that's accepted just on and on and on, even
right.
though there's evidence to show otherwise. Guess what? Because Higgins is on the cutting edge, and I've known this for about 12 years,
mm-hmm,
that the advice they give you before surgery, which is normally you don't eat past, you know, that evening's meal.
Yeah.
You don't eat again. You don't drink anything. You go in, you know, so thirsty, your mouth's dry. You have a cup of, you know, ice. No, 16 ounces of Gatorade that night and 16 in the morning before I head to the hospital.
What does it bring? Because should it be V8 juice or should it be Gatorade?
No, they said Gatorade. I'm
okay.
going to do my own electrolytes from Nutrition World.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you go in dehydrated, another system that's weakened.
Uh-huh.
You don't go into surgery with a weakened system.
No.
And they know how to handle these things if they know that you're doing it. It's just they didn't want to change the rules of the game. So they have given me a breathing machine, so I'm going to practice VO2 with the lung capacity to blow out,
mm-hmm,
even though I'm sure that I'm going to be good at that. I'm going to still do it because we can always get better.
Right.
I can always give. So train for surgery. I've been doing PT. I've had 42 sessions of PT that has strengthened me significantly. Wow. So I'm going into it as the humanly best I can to get the best results on the opposite side. But you have to do this on your own. This is not going to be part of the protocol in normal medicine.
Yeah.
I do want to say that, you know, I've been looking at news every day, and for some reason, the study of rodents always remind me of you.
Thanks. That's awesome.
Uh-huh. I know you would appreciate it.
The love boat.
The world's largest rodent called a capybara.
Oh, yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, I'm familiar with this animal. Thank you.
They remind me of you because they are so chill to the point that they can actually form a friendship with crocodiles.
Of course.
It's the only rodent and animal that can have a friendship with a crocodile. And you're kind of like that, a caribaris.
Yeah, I make friends with all kinds of creepy people. Thanks a lot. I appreciate that. That's good.
Well, it's strange that when I look at rodents and animals that Clint Powell's name just comes into my head.
You need to quit looking at rodents so much. We got to get you. You've got a life, dude. You're a pilot. You got a girlfriend, a successful business. Come on, man. Quit looking at rodents all the time.
Well, all right, my friend. Well, we are already going into the break, so it is time. And when we come back, we'll be talking with Michelle, a good friend, acquaintance, on a lot of different issues. She's so knowledgeable about natural health and psychology. She's just fantastic. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Rick Davis Golden Diamonds is your number one stop for buying and selling fine jewelry, antiques, watches, and coins. Are you ready to take the next step with your significant other? Love is in the air, and Rick Davis has you covered for all your wedding and engagement rings. Their annual bridal sale is going on now. They're buying and selling every day at Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road in Chattanooga, or online now at rickdavisgoldendiamonds.net. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. Vital Health Radio is presented by the Vascular Institute and the Vein Clinic. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World with my partner, Clint Powell. And I love people who have passion for what they do, especially in the field of any umbrella of health. And mental health is a part of that umbrella. And today we have Michelle Rigling, PhD, that we're going to talk to. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, Michelle.
Hi, Ed. Glad to be here.
I've known her for some time now, and she has actually a part of Nutrition World in the separate building, and she does several things, one of which she's very knowledgeable about herbal medicine, but the Cavewoman Way is kind of, I think, your main focus, which is more transpersonal counseling. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
When you said, by the way, when you said Cavewoman Way, she smiled. I saw it. You like that, don't you? She's like, she's got the grin on her face.
Well, I know you talked to my staff about what you did a couple of months ago, and I was really impressed by the scope and difference that you offer people in Chattanooga who want and desire this difference, and it's not for everyone, but it's a type of counseling that is separate from, I would say, traditional counseling. So explain what that is.
Yeah, so transpersonal counseling really looks at not only the emotional and mental health of ourselves, but also the spiritual wellness and spiritual nutrition of ourselves. And sometimes when we talk about spirituality, our minds may go to religion or it may go to some specific thing, but spirituality is really about that deeper dimension of ourselves where we find meaning and we, you know, we may feel gut intuition, hunches, noticing synchronicities, making sense out of some of the mysterious or mystical experiences that we may come across in our life. And yeah, traditional psychotherapy, it's not always a place where we're able to explore those things. And so transpersonal counseling kind of brings all of that together.
And that is certainly kind of my path and my belief system is looking at not just past traumas or digging up some of the old skeletons in the closet, but reconnecting with a spirit that we're, I think, born with often that we tend to lose into the shadows as we get older and we're dealing with a lot of trauma of life, and they kind of go into hiding. But we have this inner connection and connection to the, I guess you would say, the universe, if you want to say it. You can say God, you can say whatever you want, even though spiritual is not religious. And I know that's sometimes tough for people, but if we have intuition, that's spiritual to me.
Right.
And there's not one among us who has not had some intuitions that, you know, I should call Betty. I haven't talked to her in about 6 months, and all of a sudden the phone rings because somehow you felt Betty was thinking of you, and there's some intuition going on. And so that is not a religious thing. It's a spiritual thing.
But religion speaks to your spirit. That's mm-hmm. where the two can meet. Mm-hmm. But it's not the only thing that can speak to your spirit. You can meet people that you vibe with on a different level as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's an energy thing, right?
Right, yeah.
That's real.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I find that a lot of times our intuitions are telling us to do some pretty scary things, or we feel called to some mm-hmm. pretty scary things. And a lot of times those things are outside of cultural norms or, mm-hmm. you know, the way our family thinks or the way a system that we exist in thinks. And so it can be really challenging to find support mm-hmm. when we want to follow an unconventional path or give something very different a try.
Right.
And so, you know, that's another thing that I offer is just being able to hold space for those types of decisions and helping people navigate those choices and, you know, how to integrate some of those insights and messages that they're getting.
Have you, I'm sorry, go ahead. I was just going to ask, have you found in what you do, is it a lot of asking questions and being that the mirror and the window for people, you know, like holding up a question that holds up the mirror so they can see themselves, or a question that holds up the window so they can see the world in a different way? Is it just asking questions and then kind of getting, letting them answer?
I would say the questions I ask are a combination of what you just said. They offer a window to look inside.
Oh, okay.
So we're not necessarily looking outward and not necessarily reflecting a lot back, but, you know, really giving people the opportunity to look deep within themselves and see what do they feel there? What do they hear there? What do they maybe sense there that they can't even put into words?
That's
and
scary.
And then what do we do about it? And it can be very scary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like that. I'm just saying that right now. I like mirrors and windows better. You start looking into me. I'm like, yeah, that's a long story. Yeah.
That's interesting. And you know, you said earlier, give the ability for people to feel support. Because when you step outside the two-lane highway of traditional life, you kind of get into a lonely place. And it's and if you don't have support, it's like the small little acorn that's starting to grow out of the ground. It can be smushed very quickly. And it is difficult to find support for those who embrace a bigger umbrella of ideas regarding where we are, how do we become better, how do we get past things. I believe very heavily into people who are skilled listeners. I think skilled listeners can be very beneficial, but also on the other side, I think that some of the methodology of let's go back and try to relive every single traumatic thing you had since you could remember sometimes is a treadmill that you get on that it doesn't really produce a whole lot of positive in some people. And it's more about let's rewrite the energies that have been negative by having someone who, and I like the word a devout listener. And I've always believed that a broken healer will be very limited on how much they can heal you. And I think a lot of people in any industry, it doesn't matter, it's health, are burned out and they're having to make a paycheck. And you know what? If that is someone who is a practice skill, like if you've done 10,000 hip replacements, even if you're burned out, you're probably going to be dang good at doing hip replacements because it doesn't take any new skills because they've learned so much. But when you deal with interconnectedness between one human psyche and another psyche, you have to be a healed person yourself. And I know just a little bit about you. You take time to yourself. You foster that within you so that you don't get depleted. Am I guessing right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I take, you know, solo retreats in nature and a lot of things to care for my own spirit.
Well, my daughter, we talked about you a couple of weeks ago. When she said solo retreat in nature, if what my daughter told me is true, oh, it's a solo retreat in nature, all right. Tell us just a little bit about, like, that last whatever trip you went on that, like, scared me when I even heard the story.
Yeah, the last big trip I went on was not necessarily my norm. I can't always make space for something like this, but I did a one-month trip to Wyoming by myself and just slept in nature pretty much the whole time. I very, very rarely interacted with any other human. Mm-hmm. It was just to buy ice or firewood or something like that I had to do, and yeah, no, off completely off grid, no technology. Turned all the technology off.
Now, were you hiking or were you in your car? Or
I was tent camping.
Okay, just camping.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
For 1 month, I love that. I wouldn't be the same person, I swear.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing about transpersonal counseling and work too is a lot of times the person that comes out of it's not the person that goes into it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that can be really challenging in life too, because similar to like a nature quest or a mystical experience you may go away and have, you come back a different person, but you come back to everything else being the same. You know, your work and job's the same, your family's the same, your partner's the same. And what do you do with that? And so that integration piece is the hardest part of transpersonal work. So we can have all of these insights and realizations, we can pick up on our intuition and what it's saying, but how do we integrate it in a system that hasn't changed?
Because you can't stay isolated like that. You have to learn how to incorporate that perspective back into, air quote, the real world.
Absolutely.
And so I say this all the time, and it's easy to say, it's hard to do, but when people say we're not connected anymore, I say we are. We're more connected than we've ever been. It's just not to the right things a lot of times, right? I mean, you walked in. I was on the phone with my son. I can get text right now. We're doing this platform so people can listen to us. Look at this. My phone's ringing right now. So we're connected all the time. It's the, am I connected to the nature, but am I connected to me? I'm probably more connected to other people than I know. I know Ed probably better than I do myself sometimes, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, that's not good either.
Well, that's a good
point.
You
make a living off that, though. You're like, well, come and talk to me. I can help you fix that out.
I think our ability to connect with technology allows us to steer away from our own connections because it gives us the instantaneous ability to distract ourselves. And if we feel things that personally, emotionally are uncomfortable, that in today's society is an enemy, and we run from that. And we can do that very, very instantaneously with a cell phone. You know, look at the people who never raise their eyes on any in any public venues now. They all have their eyes down because they don't want to make eye contact.
That's right.
And that's tends to be a sad place for me. Right. I really believe that.
Can I ask a quick question? When people come to you, have you found that they're all encountering some of the same issues? Does that make sense, or is that a weird question?
No, that makes sense. And a lot of the things that you both have already kind of highlighted are some of the things people are encountering. They feel like they don't know themselves anymore. They are not sure how it happened or where it happened, but they'll just say, you know, somewhere along the way, I forgot who I was, and I need help finding it back. Or something really, really common that I hear is that I can't pinpoint anything that's wrong. Like, I don't have a specific mental or physical health issue, but I just know there's more to life. And I don't know where that's at or how to get to it, but I know there's more. And I want you to help me find the more.
The lost perspective or the more perspective, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and someone who isn't on a personal journey of that nature is not probably going to be very helpful in that conversation just because they haven't been on that path. And I love, you know, the amount of people who I think you said perfectly don't know themselves is growing. It's not lessening because we can hide behind masks so well in this country. And I know at one time I was at a retreat in Colorado with a rabbi, Rami Shapiro, I think is his name. And I would never forget. He said, I want you to imagine you're in your kitchen and you have all these sticky notes and you're going to write on each sticky note, describe yourself. So you're going to write your name. You're going to write your job. You're going to write your appearance. You're going to write who's your family members. And after you fill up the whole refrigerator, the person you really deepest are is not on any of those sticky notes. Who is that person? And all of a sudden it's like, what? I thought I was an entrepreneur and I was in the nutrition world and I was at the time married and blank, 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 and a father of Katie. Really and truly, that's my role. But is that who I am? No, it's not. It's really not. So to find people who understand even that simple philosophy, it's not easy in this town. It isn't. And before we get out of time, I know on your card here, you do holistic and transpersonal counseling, nature-based coaching, women's circles and retreats, and dream work. That's so interesting to me, too.
Dream work?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. You were going to
talk about it.
Yeah, what is that?
Well, dream work is, you know, sometimes we have dreams that we know exactly why we have them. You know, we went to bed watching a scary movie, eating pizza, and we dream about a pizza monster.
Right.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Like, okay, we got it. But there are some dreams that we have that may be reoccurring, or we wake up from them and we feel like there's something about that dream I'm supposed to be paying attention to. And with people who have dreams like that, or maybe they only remember a small piece of a dream, but they feel that there's something about it that's really important, there are transpersonal practices that we can work with to dive into those dreams and try to figure out what's the message. Because it's my perspective and belief that many of our dreams are messages from that energetic spirit realm. And if we can learn the language of dreams, which is not the language of the human mind, but if we can learn the language of dreams, we can start to understand maybe what some of those messages are.
I need to ask you a question off the air. I need to figure out why I don't dream. I haven't dreamed in 12 years. No, I haven't had a dream since my early 40s. Do you ever get that?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay.
Sure.
Well, mine's pretty easy. Mine's silent.
I'm sure there are practices that might help you. And I think the only dream did have was the Krispy Kreme donuts.
Maybe.
And I guess that's easy to explain. I don't need her skill levels.
No.
Krispy Kreme donuts, Clint Powell.
I eat the dream, and now my dreams come true. There you go. Yeah.
Well, talk about, real quick, Michelle, about Chattanooga's Herbal Medicine Summit coming up on June 24th.
Yeah, so this is really exciting. I'm the director of the Mid-South Women's Herbal Collective, and we offer herbal education in a lot of different avenues around the Mid-South. But one of the things we're doing is partnering with Nutrition World in June to bring Chattanooga a full day of herbal medicine education. We're really excited about this. We're bringing in herbalists from different places, and we're starting with the very beginning of the day is the basics of herbal medicine. So anyone who is brand new to herbal medicine, who may get lost in a lot of those terms like tinctures and decoctions and like, mm-hmm. what do those words even mean? You know, mm-hmm. we're going to start there. And then throughout the day, we'll have breakout sessions that range from folk medicine practices, like identifying plants in your backyard that you can literally just go out and pick and bring in the house and make medicine with, to specific issues like the adrenal thyroid connection. Mm. So that's a full day, and it'll actually be right here at Nutrition World, a few blocks away. And so that's going to be great.
I love that. And of course, you know, I'm all about it. I mean, our anxiety summit we just recently had, I found that, you know, a bigger, more intensive program is how we can truly go deep into a subject. And getting bullet points, is which is the way most people have to, or do learn today, just like, you know, a sentence or a title or a quickie TikTok type of thing. Those are modestly beneficial, but to do this deep dive is how you really change somebody, change a life, change your habits. So on nutritionw.com, you can sign up for that summit. For the Chattanooga Herbal Medicine Summit. And for someone to want to get in contact with you, Michelle, how would they do that?
The best place to start is my website, and that's thecavewomanway.com. You can explore my services on there. I host two or three events a month, so if a group setting is more your speed, you can see the events on there, or you can reach out to me through my website to schedule a session.
I love it. Thank you so much for taking time to come in. And I bet we'll have you back on after all of that so we can get some more information.
Thank you so much.
All right. It is time to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to be giving a little story that I talked to Clint about as regard to some of the old history of Nutrition World. This is not anything but a kind of crazy story. So I hope people will enjoy that. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Save the date, Chattanooga. Coming Saturday, June 3rd, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place will be the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Prejudging brought to you by Optimize You. For more information, registration, and tickets, check out ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at silverdalebc.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there. ADS Security can do that for you. ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We're a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. Vital Health Radio is presented by Vascular Institute and the Vein Clinic. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. I'm back with my partner, Clint Powell.
Hey, can I say something real quick?
You say it, and also talk about your podcast.
Well, I just wanted to say something because you told me I would not be able to say anything in this segment because you're going to just take it and run with it.
Uh-huh.
And so I just wanted to say something. So I said something, but now since you've given me the platform, during the break, podcast.com, conversations about politics, entertainment, business, culture, and life, dayfirepodcast.com with Dawson Wheeler, adventures in the great outdoors, of, by, and for the people around the Constitution and politics specifically. And then the newest one is Crimecast with former Chattanooga Police Chief David Roddy. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about 56 seconds into this, and that'll probably be the last thing I get to say this segment.
It may be. I'm going to be a storyteller on this segment. And I met David Roddy again. I've known him from back in the police days. He's such a wonderful guy, great individual. And
Good stuff.
Love seeing him. I want to talk just a little bit, and this is never going to be an advertisement for Nutrition World, but sometimes I think, you know, we all, including myself, will look at a business or we'll even look at a relationship and we'll say, that's kind of cool the way that is. Well, what we don't see is the background of what produced that end result.
Right.
Because sometimes businesses especially, or relationships, or, you know, a skill level of somebody who's done something with a passion, you kind of just take it for granted that it was what it is that you're looking at. And it isn't what it is. It came from a little acorn and it grew most of the time. And it took a lot of risk and bravery and sometimes just good luck. It has to be part of that. Well, Nutrition World, I rarely talk about it, but in 1974, that's pretty long ago, I worked at GNC. Mm-hmm. I was a stock boy up at Northgate Mall, and a lady I worked for named Nita Davis, real cool lady, was real passionate and a hard worker, those kind in those days. And I went to college, went to MTSU, but I had the bug for nutrition all my life, especially after working at GNC. I told my dad, who was an entrepreneur, I said, this is what I really want to do. Even though I was a police officer at Chattanooga, I studied nutrition every night in the patrol car, midnight or second
Real
shift.
Real quick, after you got out of college, how long was it before you went to be a police officer?
Well, I went to college to be one.
Okay.
I got criminal justice
there
degree.
There you go. That's what I was asking.
And that's what sent me into the Chattanooga Police Department.
Gotcha.
And so I rode around and really loved the police department, a brotherhood that will never leave me. But then I decided I really want nutrition. So I borrowed $25,000 with a co-sign from my dad. You know, you couldn't borrow it without that, especially at a young age of 22, 21. And we opened at Four Squares Mall. I don't know if you remember Four Squares. It was a pretty cool idea. It did not make it because I think the location, but it had a cool movie theater.
That was Red Bank, Mountain Area.
Mountain Creek Road. Yeah. It had a brass register, had movie theaters.
Yeah.
And we did so poorly that I think we would go 2 hours with no customers. I had one employee, and that employee was Nita Davis, the one I worked for at GNC. I had hired her from GNC to be the manager of the store.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked my police shift, and I would work the other hours at Nutrition World. And we would go hours without seeing a customer, and then we never broke $100 a day for about 2 years.
Mm.
You know, we do probably $100 in probably 4 minutes at Nutrition World now,
wow,
I would say. And I always remember the day I stood at Eckerd Drugstore in Eastgate. We didn't have cell phones. And we would call, my wife and I would call and see how we did for the day if I wasn't working the night shift at Nutrition World. And I remember it was about two and a half years in, and Nita Davis was so excited. We did $200, and it was beyond belief. I knew my dream was going to come true of just being a true entrepreneur with Nutrition World. Well, it wasn't quite the way it went. Then we decided to move it for Four Squares to Highland Plaza. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember that, but had a store at Highland Plaza. And at the same time, I opened Brainerd Village. And Brainerd Village was a very small store. And things started picking up. We started, you know, doing a little more business. And I decided to move Brainerd Village location, which was on the corner, back to where Sid Varner's used to be. Old timers will remember this. Sid Varner's the number one garden center in Chattanooga. Yeah. He passed away and the business went down. So we moved into Brainerd Village to the bigger spot. And guess what happened? Business went straight down. Mm. My overhead tripled. My employees tripled. My income went to nothing because we did not have sales. It just is what it was. And I thought, what did I do? I was making some money at the other location. It is just part of the growth process. Finally, it came back around in about, you know, a year and a half. But it was a tough year and a half because we're not making money. And I was running the roads between both stores, too. Somebody, like, if you walked into Hickson and you said, I need some vitamin E, and we didn't have it, guess who got in their little red truck and zoomed up there to give it to you? And
right.
That wore me out. Well, we decided, the couple, a man and wife came in and said they would buy the one store in Highland Plaza because I was could not handle two. And we had a contract with them, and the night before they backed out on me. Of course, that just is what it is.
Yeah.
And I was kind of heartbroken about that, but it's just one of those processes of business. But I decided to go ahead and close it at that point. Well, during the next few years, we were robbed at gunpoint, like many businesses can be. Luckily, we didn't have any harm. One of my employees, Bobby Kennedy, actually threw a hot cup of coffee on his face, which was not the smartest thing on earth.
Right.
But it made him run away. And also at the time, there was a bill called the DSHEA Bill, Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act. That bill was being proposed to allow freedom for us to sell what we did. And when I say that, the dark ages of nutrition is forgotten, except by me. The FDA would come in and they would take a tape measure. And if we had a little tiny piece of advertisement for vitamin C that was closer than 7 feet to the bottle, we would be in big trouble because they were out for us. They would pose as a customer, would come in and ask leading questions and then show their badge to me and interrogate me in the back room.
Wow.
And then at the same time, I had earned a certified nutritionist degree through the only university there was. It took me about 2 years. I had to sit for 5 hours for the testing at a college, and I decided to write an article. Wrote an article about women's hormone replacement using natural products and signed it, Edward Jones, certified nutritionist. Well, 6 months later, I got a person walking in the store, and they had a badge. And they said, we are suing you or have filing 6 lawsuits against you for that article because the dietitians wanted to own the turf. So they came up with 6 charges. It took me 2 years of fighting it. And my attorney said, I'm sorry, Mr. Jones, I think you're going to lose this based on the way the laws are written.
Wow.
At the end of this lawsuit, the judge stood up and said to all the dietitians, Mr. Jones is very credible. He has the schooling. He has the knowledge. I find him not guilty. And they were stunned. They were could not even speak. But it did cost me lots of money.
Right.
And then I remember being, of course, in Brainerd Village still and looking across the street. You remember the old Steak and Ale?
Oh, one of my favorite places.
It's where Bud's is now.
Absolutely.
Well, I had the dream because I knew as long as we rented, we were not going to ever do that well because you pay so much for rent. You don't have control. There's so many
regulations. And you're not building equity in the
property.
No
equity at all.
Yet.
And so I see that building empty and it's going to be auctioned off. And I remember very well going to the bank and securing a line of credit. Didn't have much in assets, so I secured a line of credit, probably of about $750,000, I think. And went down to the courthouse with my friend Brian Connell, and I knew I was going to get it. We already had talked to architects. We knew how we were going to design the building, and it'd be mine. And within about 35 seconds, I was outbid by considerable amounts.
Yeah.
And I was just downtrodden. I was, oh my gosh, the end of a dream. Nope. A phone call rang about 3 hours later, and the guy said, I saw you at the auction, and I own a building on Lee Highway. Would you like to come look at it? I said, I would. I went down there, and it was terrible. It was actually an old Peter Drew computer building. It had very low ceilings, terrible lighting, had an elevator in the middle of the building where they put the computers from the top to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And decided we'd make a go of it, spent a fortune on remodeling, and it did come out because obviously we're still there today.
So that's the building you're in currently.
Absolutely.
Lee Highway up there close to the sports barn and the freeway. And,
yes.
Yeah.
During that time, I had an employee who stole $65,000 who almost put us out of business because I did not know this was happening, but I couldn't pay bills. And it was a good guy, but he just got on a bad path of life, and he thought he would, like most people who steal, I will pay it back. Well, of course, that doesn't happen. Mm. And then divorce. Oh, yeah. Decided that can't keep going when two people's paths have diverted to the point of nothing in common, we're roommates and we don't get along, and we've tried so hard for a long time.
Right.
Had humongous alimony payments for 10 years. I moved out of my house and I moved into an apartment, and the only thing I had in that apartment was a $75 a month mattress and a recliner from Buddy's Rent-A-Center. Mm-hmm. And I lived in three different apartments for not too long, but for a year and a half, and because I didn't have any income, because I had to put it all back in the business. And luckily, the alimony was so large that I ended up making myself work 6 days a week and decided no one's going to outwork me. If I'm going to go under, it's going to be with all my guns firing at the same time.
Right.
And guess what? Here we are still. We've got 30 employees. I've got 17 practitioners. And we are rock and rolling. And I'm not because of me specifically, but we finally have hired the people like Michelle. I didn't hire her, but like that passion that you see in her, mm-hmm. that is what makes the difference with Nutrition World, is people have passion.
Well, and two, listening to the story, knowing you a little bit, because I started shopping when you were in the spot over at Brainerd Village in the back corner that you took over from the Sid, the landscaping place.
Yep.
Yeah. So, it's not just the people you hire, even though that's important. One of the things that I talk about all the time on my business podcast, it's the people you bring into your circle, that team of people that are good at things that you're not good at. They have the same passion, but maybe you're not good with your money. But you know what? I got a CPA that's his passion or her passion. Maybe I'm not good at marketing, but I've got a friend named Brian Connell who's just a badass at it. Or maybe I'm not. So you surround yourself with this group of folks and you all are driven to be good at what you love to do. Next thing you know, everybody's sharing in the thriving. And that to me is part of the success and the ups and downs.
Absolutely. And when I learned to delegate, which I always felt was a lazy, because I thought, well, I need to do it because if I'm lazy, I don't want to be lazy. I don't appear to be lazy. But in fact, it was ridiculously stupid that I would run to the bank and get nickels. And so once I learned to delegate, that helped me significantly. And then doing exactly what you said, let's decide to pay more wages and get the people who want to stay, can stay, and have passions for the same end result, but have different skills and talents than
I do. Well, a lot of times in what you do, you're paying for things you can't measure. I can pay being on time. But that passion is something that you pay. It's the intangible. Last thing I'll say, too, is you can delegate a lot of stuff. What you cannot delegate as a business owner is the direction of the company.
Bingo.
You can delegate getting the dimes. You can delegate putting the inventory out. I cannot delegate, are we digging the ditches in the right directions, though?
Mm-hmm.
That's something only Ed Jones could do.
And every day, I think between Katie and myself, we probably make between 4 to 10 decisions that all of which were, if we made the wrong ones for a week, would not make that big a difference. You make that many for several months. It is the beginning of the end.
That's right. Do it for a couple of years and you're out of business.
You're out of business.
Yeah.
And sometimes the public doesn't see what goes on behind the scenes because it's covered. And many businesses end up selling out. The public still thinks they're owned and same people, same business. Oh, they must be doing well. But many businesses really struggle just to keep the doors open.
Absolutely.
And you know that. You do business counseling and coaching.
Yeah, well, and I've sold business successfully, and I've put businesses I've owned out of business because I made bad decisions. That's some of my best podcasts are the things I've learned from failure. So
there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, I just want to share that for one time.
It's a great story.
Because, you know, it's hard to know the history of businesses. And that's just a, you know, tidbit. I mean, you know, we all have multiple hardships as we get older, raise children, try to earn an income, stay healthy. And overcoming them is the key. It's the, you know, the obstacle is the way, is one of the old sayings that I truly love. Because most of my life, I thought obstacles were an error. I thought obstacles were a unfair mistake of the universe, and why would they put them in my path? But the main lessons I have learned through my life is overcoming obstacles and giving a better perspective. My hips have been an obstacle. I've decided the obstacle is the way. It is the way to me to be better. So, don't
but
you agree?
But real quick, yeah, but I mean, I don't want to start up another conversation. We're about to go to break. But I don't know what the option is. So I don't know of someone that's lived a life free of obstacles. I've never seen someone that had enough money where they didn't have obstacles.
Bingo.
I've never seen someone who sells everything and gets their backpack and travels the world. I've never known those people not to have obstacles. So if somebody's got another alternative than having the obstacles, let me know. But as I know it, we all have them. So how you approach those to me is key.
That's the key.
And
if you approach them with disdain and jealousy and hatred because you're not, it's unfair, that's not going to give you the end result that you choose. You approach it as you would a curriculum of a hard college class. Let's see what we can do with this.
And feel free to, again, I would challenge people who have that mindset, point to me the person that has the obstacle-free life. Then me and you will go and approach them on how they've done it.
And we don't want that life. We truly don't, even though we think we do.
No.
All right.
Trees that don't get wind fall over because the roots aren't strong.
That bingo. You said that before. I like that saying. Ooh, look at him. He's got it. He's shadow boxing over here. He's put it on me.
Ow.
It's time to take a break. When we come back, a couple words of wisdom and more as we go on, as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Save the date, Chattanooga. Coming Saturday, June 3rd, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place will be the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Prejudging brought to you by Optimize You. For more information, registration, and tickets, check out ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on. Some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. Vital Health Radio is presented by Vascular Institute and the Vein Clinic. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner Clint Powell, and Eckhart Tolle, someone I've followed off and on for many, many years. I think he has some very, very good wisdom, and today I read this morning. It says something I truly believe in. Resistance keeps you stuck. Surrender immediately opens you to the greater intelligence that is vaster than the human mind, and it can then express itself through you. So through surrender, often you find circumstances changing. Sometimes surrender means giving up trying to understand and becoming comfortable with not knowing. To some people, surrender may have negative connotations, implying defeat, giving up, failing to rise to the challenges of life, becoming lethargic, and so on. But true surrender, however, is something entirely different. It does not mean to passively put up with whatever situation you find yourself in and to do nothing about it, nor does it mean to cease making plans or initiating positive action. Surrender is the simple but profound wisdom of yielding to rather than opposing the flow of life. And the older I get, the more I do respect the flow of life, because how many times have we tried to swim upstream? And occasionally we make it, but most of the time we end up knowing that we just don't have our compass pointing the right direction, perhaps, I will say.
Yeah, and I think there's times to go upstream. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the issues that a lot of us have, if we're always feeling tired, it may be that we're not picking and choosing. Maybe there are places we need to learn to go with the flow, and that way you have the energy for the important moments when you need to stand your ground or go upstream and fight the current. Because I like that, you know, but dead things float, and dead things go with the stream all the time.
I
like the idea, mm-hmm, of being able to plant your feet, stand against the tide, mm-hmm, and then take some steps in the opposite direction as needed. You just can't make a life out of that, because then, mm-hmm, you wear out. You don't have enough energy or space or bandwidth. That's my take.
And the analogy of the dead things go downstream is a good one, but I don't think it's meaning to always just float with the crowd. You may be floating downstream, but you're going to get off the stream onto the bank, and you're going to walk up in the woods.
When it's your stream too. I mean, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has a different stream in my world. Mm-hmm. You know, little tributaries off the mainstream can go different directions and carry different adventures.
There you go. And following other people's streams is probably, to me, the worst mistake we can do, because we are followers most of the time in this country.
Yeah.
I did read that intelligent people are more likely to be messy, stay up light, and curse often. That was by the
site. I'm a genius. All people should come to me for answers to their problems.
They don't already?
Oh, my God, no. But if that's the idea of a genius, I am there, my friend.
Well, that was research at the Language Sciences Journal, and it seemed to be quite reputable. I know we've talked about Wim Hof really quickly here. He's 63 years old. He was the absolute guru of cold water plunging and breath holding. Mm-hmm. And I loved what he said the other day. Just absolutely, I just adore people who have this kind of passion. Again, I've used the word passion many times on this show today. This is what it said. Headline health guru and extreme athlete Wim Hof says, "We have the power within to heal diseases. Mm. We are built to be in control of ourselves and our bodies." Okay. He has been injected with the flu, not flu vaccine, the flu, and under medical studies has, through his deep breathing and his mental state, has offset the side effect of the injection where everyone else would have gotten the flu. Mm. He can hold his breath like for so many minutes. He believes heavily in autoimmune diseases can be treated by the kind of therapy that he does, which is the cold water plunges and the breath holding. I just love that kind of theory to access the power of the body.
I'm holding my breath.
I see that. I see your face turning red. I see. I think I need to call 911.
I'm 30 seconds in.
How long can you hold your breath?
I don't know. I hadn't tried in a long time. I don't know. I just haven't ever tried. I probably could do 40 seconds, maybe 45 seconds, maybe a minute. I don't know. A minute on a good day. I do the cold showers in the mornings, but
That's because you don't have a girlfriend.
And I do easy. Different radio show.
Okay.
That's a late night radio show. I also do breath work in the mornings, but I do the the box breathing, mm-hmm, and I do it for about 5 minutes, 3 to 5 minutes, nothing long, nothing massive.
Well, the last time I held it, which was about 2 months ago, I hit 2 minutes. There you go. Well, we only have 1 minute left, so you're not going to hear anything else from Clint unless he busts this bubble within 60 seconds. So, da, 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 da. Well, guess what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Clint still holding his breath, and Vein Clinic 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, who is definitely turning red face by holding his breath, trying for 60 seconds, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and have a healthy and safe, and Clint is still holding. How much longer can he do this? I would not bank on more than about 10 more seconds. Oh, he's looking like he's got this under control. Dang. I called him out unfairly. Clint is the man. Ta-da! There he goes. Thank everybody. Thank you for listening to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.